Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth, and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
So, talking about the concept of faith, believers will know about having faith, the need for faith, and when you look at the different Christian streams of teachings, for example, the Word of Faith movement, the faith preacher will say faith is what moves the hand of God. And so for that idea, we have to have strong faith, grow our faith, and build our faith. Of course, then the verse quoted from Romans 10, verse 17, now faith cometh by the hearing, and the hearing of the Word of God. And I get what is being taught from that, and there is definitely something good to be taken from it. Now, in addition to that, the grace preacher almost sounds like they're opposing what the faith preacher will say. The grace preacher will say, faith is not what moves the hand of God. Faith is our response to the hand of God, which has already moved through the finished work of Jesus Christ and through everything that's been established through what Christ has accomplished. And still, we do need faith. We need faith to believe what God said in His Word. We need faith to believe some of the truths that God discloses about our, for example, new identity in Christ. If God says you are now a new creation in Christ, and with that comes quite some description given in the Word of God. For example, the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 5:21 that Christ was made sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And that word made indicates that righteousness is not a lifestyle or behavior, or at least not this verse is not referring to behavior or lifestyle within that context, but rather a position, and also it's a description of a new spiritual nature. We were made a new creation, and as a new creation, to describe that new divine nature that has been imparted to us. Even Peter says that we are now partakers of his divine nature. That divine nature is righteous. It's the very righteousness of God himself in Christ Jesus imparted into us in our new born of God spirit. And that is really powerful. And in according to when you look at these types of verses, we have to believe it. So that's where the faith comes in. And the faith comes by hearing, studying, and meditating on the Word of God and those truths that are so rich and powerful. But when it comes to our daily walk with God, our day-to-day situations of life that we deal with, and look at what our world is going through in the last several years now, I mean, it is just incredible how intense things have become sometimes. And if you have any sort of compassion for this world, for the situation and the needs of others, and you do some sort of intercessory prayer, perhaps you are aware that you can actually, by faith, present your supplications and plead your cases like a legal case before God, before His throne of grace, in what is literally heaven's court. And you can present your cases on behalf of others, and that's what truly intercession is all about. You can intercede for a nation, for a city, for a country. You can intercede for the situations in the Middle East that we're looking at through the news media, and we could pray for the situations in let's say, the Ukraine area, all of that that's been going on, the political arena, whether you're praying for what's going on in the Senate that in Washington, D.C., or whether it be London City with the Houses of Parliament and the government of the United Kingdom. And remember, they are all part and parcel of a global sort of political infrastructure. And that takes you to what's happening in the Middle East. And if you're anywhere sort of following that and you're a believer, you will be praying also for God's intervention and for a real transformation to take place in these sometimes really dire situations that we see in our world. And if you have been praying, and if you have been praying not only for all that is going on in the world, pandemics, or whatever you believe about that, but you're praying for the truth to come out and for the truth to be widely known amongst the general public, a truth that will set people free and bring about a U-turn into what the types of developments that we've seen in our world, and to ultimately usher in a more fair and equitable society in our world. And I do believe for that. I do pray for that. Now, I also know it's never going to be a utopia. Scripture doesn't teach that, but Scripture does teach that we are placed on this earth now in this age of grace, in the new covenant era in Christ, with the kingdom of God already being here in the spirit, that we can impact this world and improve this world significantly. And for that we need to have faith, for that we need to pray, and pray the right way in accordance with Scripture. Now, to have that faith, I can really see that sometimes people want to take a vacation from their faith, because sometimes it seems almost like hard work, and oh no, another serious time of praying for a very serious situation. Remember, you got to reframe it, by the way. Don't make it a burden that is hard to carry for yourself, even though these are very serious matters. Thousands, if not millions, if not billions of lives depend upon it. But on the same note, God puts it into perspective when he says, somewhere in the scriptures, whether it's Psalms, I have to check, the nations are as a drop in a bucket to the Lord, you know, or as the rivers of water. So does God turn the heart of the king whithersoever he wills. These are the types of verses that help me get the right perspective from God's viewpoint, the way he sees things. I mean, he sits in the heavens and laughs when we are sometimes feeling in despair, and things look really hopeless in this world. Nevertheless, we are called to prayer, especially in this very, very serious time. And that prayer must be exercised by us being in faith. Now, faith is supposed to be a rest. When you trust what God says in his word, that this is not a work of your own natural human ability, it's a supernatural work of God. Somebody says to me, my prayers are really powerful. You have to understand that your prayers are only powerful in as much as God is the one who answers those prayers, because otherwise you'd just be praying into your ceiling or into the air. But if you connect with God through your spirit and with his word, and the Holy Spirit is guiding you in prayer, giving you insight, wisdom, and know-how how to intercede for situations, and you do that, then you're functioning in his ability, working in you, and faith becomes a rest. Yes, it's still work. It's a work of faith, but it's not a work that's going to wear you out. If you feel like your faith has been wearing you out, then you're not in faith, really. You're not in that rest. Now, here's the he is the game changer, really. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. Your faith was never meant to be, as the faith preacher says, needs to be stronger and grow bigger, better, more powerful. Remember, it's God who's the one, God is the one who's powerful. You're responding to what God has already said in his word, what he's already accomplished, what he's made available in Christ. But there is even more. There's a higher element. I mean, no matter what the faith preacher says or the grace preacher says, and both of them present an element of truth that really can harmonize if you look at it from the right angle. Ultimately, they could also be both very much wrong, because the thing is with faith is that we were never meant to use our faith to just do everything with it. Our praying, interceding, and intercession, and all night praying, and use our faith for miracles and healings and signs and wonders and all kinds of stuff, use our daily faith. I'm telling you what, the scripture says that we are saved by grace. This is Ephesians chapter 2. We are saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves. So that no man can boast, so that no one can say, look at what I did with my faith. Look at what I did, you know, what I accomplished by praying. Now listen, we are only called to do one thing, to acknowledge the faith of the one person who never wavered, who never doubted, even if in the hardest of times, in the most difficult time that he went through, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when almost everyone had just left him, when he was betrayed by his best friends, when he was on that cross and everybody left him, he was still in faith. He knew what the scripture said about his identity as the Son of God. He knew the prophecies about him being raised from the dead. He knew he could trust the Father. He knew that the Father was never going to leave him on his own and desert him. And even though some preachers get this wrong and say, well, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Quoting Psalms 22. You have to remember that what he was doing, he was quoting a song from Psalms 22. And when you start that quote in that culture, in those days, people understood the whole message of that particular Psalms. And if you continue to read down through the Psalms, number 22, you'll see that actually the author of that Psalm, of course being the Holy Spirit, but whether it was David or somebody else who wrote the actual Psalm, it talks about God being faithful and hearing and answering his prayers. And Jesus knew exactly that God the Father was never going to desert him, and that ultimately he would be vindicated and justified and raised from the dead. Somebody says, how can he be justified? He didn't sin. No, he never sinned, but he was made sin. And when he was justified, so was everybody else, because everybody else was in him on that cross, represented in him. And then Christ was raised from the dead, and everybody was made a new creation in him. Now that is a topic separately, but the point here today is that Jesus never doubted. Jesus maintained and upheld the faith. He's the one that always kept the faith to the very end. And guess what? Once he ascended into heaven, he didn't stop believing. He performed his advocacy and interceded for all of humanity, representing all of us before the Ancient of Days, as Daniel chapter 7 says, and the books were opened, and the Son of Man appeared before the Ancient of Days. And basically, that's where the case was settled. And after that, Jesus performs his high priestly duties, and he is then crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and is sitting on his throne. And he does all this by faith right now, and he's believing on our behalf. What we are called to do, my friends, is not for us to try and grow strong faith, big faith, much faith, more faith. We have to acknowledge that sometimes our faith is not enough. Let's be real. But you know what? I can hook up my faith with the faith of Jesus. Somebody once said to me, a colleague at work who says that they don't believe, that person basically said to me, Pat, I don't really believe in God, but I believe in you, in your faith. I've seen what happens with and how things work in your life, and I believe in your faith. Now see, that's what Jesus is saying to us. Let's not try and build our own faith so much as rather hook up our faith with the faith of Jesus inside of us. His faith never fails. Now, if I have to pray for healing, it will go something like this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Jesus surely bore all my sicknesses and carried all my pains, as Isaiah 53 says, and confirmed again in the book of Peter. And we see in the miracles of Jesus, and that he confirmed that reality, that he took our sins, and he took our sicknesses, and he took our pains. And with his stripes we are healed. And so I see that in the new covenant in Christ, healing is part of that covenant. And therefore I can benefit from it. Now that healing power to manifest that reality of this new covenant in Christ is inside of me. I ask for it to be released in my body to manifest and work about this healing wherever I need it right now. And I hook up my faith with the faith of Jesus for that purpose, because I know that even if I'm not quite sure about my healing in my body, I know Jesus is. And I know that Jesus believes, and he'll never doubt it. He will stand firm and stand the ground, and he knows the truth because he is the truth, and he knows the word because he is the word made flesh. And I just hook up with him. Lord Jesus, you inside of me, I know that by your faith, that healing is manifesting and is at work right now. Thank you for my healing miracle. That's just one way. That's one example. You can put it in your own words. Stay scriptural. Stay with the word of God. Connect your faith with the faith of Jesus and start seeing more results than ever before.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.